The Bush administration says it's time to scrutinize government programs designed to pay for the development of new technologies. The Advanced Technology Program gives direct assistance to U.S. companies working on innovative ideas. Now, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the program is under attack by those who say there's plenty of private money for technology development.
If you've ever had a doctor stick something in your body, you'll appreciate what a company called Immersion Medical has developed. It's like a flight simulator for doctors, so they don't have to practice medical procedures on you. Immersion Medical's Greg Merrill sticks a small probe into a plastic face and demonstrates how his computer program simulates a trip through the nasal cavities of a virtual patient.
Right now, we're in the back of the throat, and we can see the uvula hanging above us. And in the distance there, we see the vocal cords opening and closing with the patient's breathing. Now, this tissue is very sensitive. And if I were to rub up against this sensitive tissue, the patient will cough.
Merrill says the simulation is so real, many doctors check the end of the instrument when they're done to see if the imaginary patient has bled at all. This simulator is the result of a lot of hard work by some hardy entrepreneurs, but they never could have done it without a couple million dollars from the U.S. government, courtesy of the Advanced Technology Program, or ATP. It might surprise you to learn that high-tech entrepreneurs have to go begging for government handouts, but Greg Merrill, the company's founder, says especially during the hot days of the internet boom, he could not attract private funding.
The capital markets, in terms of venture capital, is very fickle. We were talking to the venture capital community during that dot-com craze. These capital sources were not interested in funding our technology because it dealt with the hardware component.
But if an idea doesn't lure private investors, the Darwinian logic of the marketplace says that idea should die. Why should Uncle Sam come and rescue them? Edward Hudgens of the Cato Institute, a free market think tank, has been trying to kill programs like ATP for years. He says he wants to pull government's clumsy hand out of a realm that should be ruled by the no-nonsense laws of business.
And let's say a enterprise comes up with 10 things that they want to research. Well, that means that number 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 got left off the list because they weren't that important compared to the other 10. Well, when a business gets money from the Advanced Technology Program, it simply means that some of those things that were not important enough can be put back on the list.
It's one thing to ask government to stay out of the marketplace, but it's kind of hard to break a habit that's over 200 years old. At the Smithsonian's Museum of American History, the Engines of Change exhibit chronicles the early years of the American Industrial Revolution, and it shows how the government has wrestled with ways to kickstart new industries while avoiding direct handouts. Historian Stephen Lubar says the government used to be pretty creative about this stuff, providing everything from tariffs on foreign goods to government-sponsored lotteries.
The biggest of these early projects in the 1790s was the Society for Establishing Useful Manufacturers in Paterson, New Jersey, where the government put enormous amounts of money and gave all sorts of special tax breaks and even breaks for the workers. They didn't have to be in the militia, say, to support this big manufacturing enterprise.
Government seems most interested in funding research and development in times of crisis. The Advanced Technology Program was, in fact, founded in the late 1980s, at a time when the U.S. seemed to be losing the technology race to countries like Japan, where government intervenes more openly. The U.S. has climbed back on top of the technology heap, not because of any direct government invention, but a once obscure research project called the Internet did help. That's one example of a government-backed research project that turned, quite accidentally, into a big economic stimulus. Michael Boris of the Petkovich Group in California helps fund startups. He also helped review the Advanced Technology Program and concluded that ATP does fill an important gap.
Private markets are not perfect, and they will not focus in areas in which there are substantial social benefits, like improved healthcare diagnostics, but in which it is not obvious what the path to commercial success will be, or in which it's not obvious how the investor is going to get his money out in the short term.
If investors want to see proof that research is working, Congress and the White House can be even more demanding. The Advanced Technology Program has been reviewed and re-reviewed over its 13-year life. Now, Commerce Department spokesman Jim Dyke says Commerce Secretary Donald Evans won't support continued funding for the program unless he's certain it really works.
I'm sure you've heard some people charge that this is corporate welfare, and he wants to ensure that that's not the case and that we are actually meeting the goals that we've set out for the program.
But it's quite possible that the proof the administration is looking for just isn't there. Many people feel research is a way of sowing seeds that grow into ideas, not necessarily into products. Charles Trimble helped commercialize the global positioning system and contributed to a review of ATP.
Did the people involved come away with a better set of skills than they had in the beginning? Are these skills applicable to the social good?
So it may take years or decades before programs like ATP can prove their value or show that they're a waste of money. In Washington, that's a long time to wait. The fate of this one program will probably depend more on just how confident the country is feeling about its technology prowess. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.